important thing is to win. We have to just do a better job of starting games. I mean, we show that we can play with anybody. We can play, you know, for 60 minutes, but it's just, you know, so much up and down. And part of that is starting, you know, how we start. So we got to do a better job of starting fast. And I mean, that's going to be a motto here on out: start fast and finish strong. And it's a good week to start this week with, you know, the last game of the season, being at home, division game, a team that's not going to come here and lay down. So they know us. We know them. I'm pretty sure they have a couple of things, wrinkles, that they're going to come out and try to, you know, do little things differently. But at the same time, it's still a division game. So we understand that. And our main goal is to execute and start fast. So if we do two of those things, we'll be okay.
Does starting fast lead to the consistency that you're looking for? Does that
Some of it is. Times where we gave up plays, you know, throughout the season, we've just been so inconsistent. I mean, if it's a mental breakdown or a fundamental, a technique issue, whatever it may be. So we have to have, you know, 11 guys on the same page when we're on that field. So it's a big challenge for us this week. But you know what, Bill's been pushing the envelope for us. He's been demanding that we play better, execute better. And I think every guy in this locker room is pushing one another to make sure that we go out and, you know, finish strong and start faster, start games faster. And that'll clean up a lot of stuff around here. So that's one of our goals.
Prior to the game, you guys be doing some scoreboard watching again, knowing you might have a chance for a bye?
Not at all. I mean, our goal is to win. Plain and simple. We can't control anything else. We won't be watching other games. We have a game to play ourselves. So our main goal is to win. And everything work itself out, however that may be, is going to be. So we're not going to dwell over it. But at the same time, we can control what we control, and that's playing a good football game and winning. And it's going to be tough. Like I said, division game. We playing home, but at the same time, this is a team that knows us. This is a team that's going to come in and play their tails off on the last regular season game. So we have to be ready for everything. We have to be ready for everything, but we can't lay down now. We definitely got to play better as a team. So everybody's up for the challenge, and hopefully we can get it going this week.
Since you played them just within the last month, can you use a lot of the preparation you used 4 weeks ago?
Some of the things we can, but they're doing a little things differently now, where we have to make some adjustments. But for the most part, they show tendencies that they still have. But like I said, I would expect, you know, the best, everything they have, I would expect it. So some things we've seen, probably some things we haven't seen and can't work on. So once again, sideline adjustment is going to be big for us this week. But we have to deal with it. We're going to have to deal with it. That's being, you know, professional. That's being, you know, everybody's coming together on the sideline when we get a chance to go up some things. But at the same time, we can help ourselves by, you know, preparing and executing very well. And that's the, we've gotten in trouble when we don't do that. So it has to start this week for us, though.
What's it mean to have Jermaine Cunningham back?
Happy to have a good teammate back. I mean, he brings a lot to this game for us. So I'm happy he's back. I'm pretty sure he's happy he's back. So it's time to get to work.